in the faith. Sons he will raise up. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, they rise as the fathers of faith, who would have sons numbered like the stars when you gaze up. But we don't raise up eyes to the stage. I've seen guys rise who have died for this faith, and we rate them from martyrs to great men, from parsons to laymen, from Martin to Wayman. And Wayman, the pastor who raised men to greatness and planted in nations. That's God's plan, no Aubrey or Drake. And he was still God's man who was carved and engraved. From the pavement, disciples are made who are doing God's will. The cycle's amazing, men lined up like barbers with razors. We're still here, cause he left his mark when he shaped us.
There are those who've come before, walk the path, receive the call for us, Lord. Will you go for those like us? Never knew we needed God. Who will rise up? Who will rise up? Who will
when
rise
he first
up?
Rolled up his sleeve and rose up to preach, he never saw all that he hoped he would see. Not every church that he pastored received him. He took the L's well, he passed through the season. Through those years, gave his blood, sweat and tears. Was in a different class to his teachers. But we know that he broke through with Jesus. Went to Arizona, rose up like a phoenix. He never let the X-Man return. The professors who lectured, the lessons were learned. He reached hippies who were messed and perverse, and he preached to the sheep, the message was heard. Jesus, the flesh of the word. Then he booked John Metzler to bless up the church. Had flaming revival from Prescott to Perth. Then it spread worldwide to the rest of the earth.
There are those who've come before, walk the path, receive the call for us, Lord. Will you go for those like us? Never knew we needed God. Who will rise up? Who will rise up? Who will rise up?
I wish you could feel what I felt when I went into Western Australia, a nation that speaks English in Australia. Is probably one of the greatest opportunities on the face of the earth today. In Western Australia, I went in city after city. I saw the great stronghold city of Perth. I saw cities, beloved, of 25 and 35,000 people without a single full gospel church in that, no vibrant witness for the Son of God. And my heart leapt within me, and my heart throbbed as I realized, oh God, we have men and women, Lord, that could reach those cities. We have men and women that could be challenged. Oh, Spirit of God, breathe upon the church and let us know that the urgency of the hour is into all the world, and we do not have forever to preach this gospel, but time is running out.